You are in the lab. This is episode 15, and I am Brad Barton. Last time, we watched a Brazilian neuroscientist with his attempts to make a robotic exoskeleton that can be operated merely by thinking, interfacing with the human brain. They got as far as doing a kick to start the 2014 World Cup. Quite impressive. But today, in a 14-minute and 23-second TED Talk, another neuroscientist demonstrates a different approach. Well, what he did is used a neurochemical prosthesis in order to provide drugs and electrical stimulation to a spinal cord below the injury. And in this TED Talk, he was using a rat for this research. And they found that rather quickly, the spinal cord below the injury became active, and the rat could stand, run, walk, and stop. But all of those motions were involuntary. Be surprised how much of your ability to stand and walk is contained within your spine, rather than in your brain. The next step was to put the rat in a complicated robotic device that helped to support it while it learned to make movements voluntarily. And in the TED Talk, he mentioned that the rat attained voluntary motion with only one neuron crossing the injury. The advantage to this, I would think, is that with a robotic exoskeleton, the paralyzed patient has to get in and out of it somehow. And who knows what other practical problems might arise. Certainly, the power supply is an issue. With this approach, the one we're talking about today, there's a possibility that the patient gets back their own body. I poked around to see what he's been up to since 2013, and the researcher says that everything is set up to do human trials. He said that in a very short YouTube video that I'm not going to put a link to. That was in 2016. He said it would be a couple of years before we find out what happens after human trials. It's only 2017 now, so the results aren't in yet. So that's it for the lab for this week. I will see you on Tuesday.